Very well. So before our prayer time today and before our prayer time, things are moving very quickly in Ukraine. I want to bring some news that came in this morning, actually, very unsettling news about the recent landing into Romania, just 3 miles from the Ukrainian border of America's 101st Airborne Division, the legendary Screaming Eagles, preparing for possible war with Russia. First, as for events over the past few days, I mentioned Thursday night that Russia has a new sheriff in town, General Sergei Surovikin, also known as General Apocalypse, who is now in charge of securing Russia's victory against Ukraine over the past few days as Ukraine attempted a large-scale counteroffensive in Kherson over there in eastern Donbass, southeastern Ukraine. The gloves have indeed come off, and Russia not only stopped Ukraine, their counteroffensive in its tracks, but they also wiped out most of the forces that attempted that offensive. I'll mention a few excerpts here from some of the articles about this massive repulsion of Ukraine's forces. One headline is, "Urgent signal to evacuate the peninsula. The Russians wiped out the 1st Motorized Battalion of the 28th Ukrainian Brigade. Kherson became a graveyard of tanks and armored personnel carriers." But the videos have been released showing the extended loss of the Ukrainian army. Russian paratroopers destroyed a battalion of the 28th Brigade of the Armed Forces of Ukraine during an unsuccessful attack on Kherson, etc., etc. In another article, "Carnage in Kherson and Avdiivka. Rapid Russian attack devastates Ukrainian phalanx of tanks and armored personnel carriers." I use the word they were harvested. That was from yesterday. Russians released a new video of pulverization of Ukrainian military phalanx in Berislav, Kherson, etc., etc. Another article, "Carnage in Kherson. The Russians crushed furious Ukrainian attacks. Commanders arrested and dozens dead. NATO equipment scrapped. Ukrainians have launched a series of furious counterattacks which have so far been completely repulsed by the Russian army. For the past 48 hours, Russian troops have repelled 2 counterattack attempts by the armed forces of Ukraine," etc., etc. And then yesterday also an article came in about the Russian airstrikes against western Ukraine on the border of Poland. Title of the article is, "They swept the Ukrainian-Polish border, the biggest Russian air attack so far, missile launches from ships and 9 Tu-160 and Tu-95. That's their supersonic. Russia has the largest supersonic bomber in the world, capable of carrying 12 cruise missiles in addition to other things. So central, western, and eastern Ukraine are receiving simultaneous massive cruise missile attack from warships and strategic bombers, with the Russians taking off 9 Tu-160s, that's the one I told you about, capable of launching up to 108 missiles altogether. The Russians hit mainly the Ukrainian regions of Lviv, Lutsk, and Kabul, which border Poland, with upgraded cruise missiles. This fact may be an indication of preparations for a ground attack by Belarus, which they're massing soldiers up there in Belarus to take the western end of Ukraine. They were using these missiles. One article talked about how these missiles would change course in mid-flight. They're going for one area, and in the mid-flight, they change course. And we don't have missiles that can do that, as far as I know. But as stated Thursday, Russia is not going to accept defeat in this war of any form. And they would have stopped with the Donbass, I believe, if the American Empire had not instructed its puppet Zelensky to launch these counteroffensives, which they wanted them to do before the midterm elections, by the way, because they think it's going to boost the Democrats' chances of holding the House and Senate political. These are foolish moves, really, by both the Empire and by Ukraine, both of whom were saying just a week ago that Russia was losing this war. And they would have seen Russia was losing this war, and they're still saying that Russia is going to resort to using nuclear weapons, which Russia has no need to use a nuclear weapon. If a nuclear weapon is set off by anyone, is going to be done by Zelensky and company, not by Russia. And there'll be a false flag to blame Russia for doing it. Russia has no need to use nukes. As I said, there are new hypersonic missiles that can evade all defenses and they can change course in mid-flight. They're indefensible. And the Russian army is really set up in the east to wipe out the Ukrainians. So it looks to me like NATO is running scared And this morning, another article, Defiant Zelensky calls for World War III. If the Russians hit me in Kyiv, then the West must bomb the Kremlin. This is Zelensky's interview with American media. Well, Ukrainian President Zelensky appeared provocatively, who asked the West to strike the Kremlin if the Russian army attacks the presidential palace in Kyiv. Yeah, we're going to bomb Kremlin. Right, of course we're going to do that. More specifically, the Ukrainian president, in an interview with Canadian CTV and CBS networks, asked the West to hit the Russians' decision-making center in retaliation, etc., etc. Russia's Zakharova, Moscow, considers Western accusations that Russia is bombing civilian infrastructure in Ukraine hypocritical. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova said, "We consider the accusations that Russia is bombing Ukraine's civilian infrastructure to be completely hypocritical. The European Union has lost the moral right to say anything about war crimes after more than 8 years it turned a blind eye to the killing of civilians, women and children, as a result of the shelling of the territories of Donbass by the Kyiv regime," Zakharova pointed out in response to a media inquiry posted on the Russian Foreign Ministry's website. By the way, in a recent phone call between German Chancellor Stoltz, whatever his name is, German Chancellor Stoltz and Vladimir Putin, Putin basically said the same thing. You know, you people turned a blind eye when Kyiv was bombing all these people in the Donbass. So then this article came in this morning, American forces will enter Lviv. On the border of Ukraine, the 101st Screaming Eagles Division, CBS, this is from CBS, they'll cross in Ukrainian territory. The first time in almost 80 years, the U.S. has moved into and deployed to Europe the elite 101st Airborne Division, Screaming Eagles, consisting of 4,700 soldiers. With bold headlines, American media speak directly about the imminent entry of American forces into Ukraine. The division deployed to Romania just 3 miles from the Ukrainian border. Most likely the goal is for the 101st Airborne Division to be deployed along the Polish-Ukrainian border with the goal of intercepting any possible Belarusian and Russian attack on Lviv to cut off Ukrainian supply routes, etc., etc. So this is what's happening right now. The Bible says, 1 Timothy 2, 1-4, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." And that's what I think we need to do. We need to add this issue to our prayer list today, and I wanted to bring that up before our prayer time. So with that, I'll open the floor this time for other prayer requests.